WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There were 7 armed robberies in the Twin Cities last month, 4 of them at convenience stores. Yesterday afternoon, Bryan police were called to the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21. 3 men took an undisclosed amount of money. The clerk was not hurt and no customers were in the store. Description of those responsible are on our website at WTAW.com. July was not a good month for some homeowners south of College Station. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says there were 6 burglaries believed to have been committed by the same suspects. As a part of looking for those responsible, you should report strangers who are in your neighborhood, regardless of where you live.
In some cases, people are home, answer the door, and they'll come up and ask a question like, where is such and such street, or some question that's innocuous. Homeowner might just say, well, I'll, you know, answer them or don't know, and then just close the door thinking all is good. But in fact, there are suspects just trying to see if anybody's home. So if they are, they just move on to some place that they won't find somebody.
On our website at WTAW.com is a photo of one of the burglars caught on surveillance video at the Indian Lakes subdivision. Bryan police and fire responded to a pair of crashes yesterday afternoon that blocked southbound freeway traffic for about 1 hour south of the Briarcrest exit. The first wreck involved the driver of a car who was distracted by a passenger. The car left the roadway and struck a road sign. Both occupants complained of pain but did not receive any medical treatment. The driver received a ticket for failing to maintain a single lane. Further south, there was a chain reaction when one truck rear-ended a second pickup that was pushed into an SUV. The driver of the first truck was ticketed for failing to control speed. The second truck caught fire, and bystanders helped get that driver out, who was then taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Tonight's Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting includes a pair of commercial proposals, one that's new and one that's on the fast track.
In East Bryan, along Highway 30 between Elmo Whedon and Hardy Whedon Road, there's about 10 acres of land where the owner wants to build a nightclub. Mayor Jason Bianski, who has not seen details of the project, said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs he's not surprised considering the amount of new growth and development he's seen.
We're seeing a lot of the Northgate business owners that are looking in downtown Bryan right now for professional bars and adult bars and restaurants and establishments. It's not only around campus or next to campus. They're looking at other entities. Be interesting to see how that pans out with the new businesses.
Tonight's P&Z agenda also includes a conditional use permit request for the owners of Arsenal Tattoo to open their new studio at 26 and Sims. This comes a week after the city council changed regulations. Arsenal's application to be the only tattoo studio in the downtown area has 4 conditions, including business hours Tuesdays through Saturdays from noon until 9, and no sale smoking supplies and paraphernalia. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A cyclospora outbreak across several states has made it to Texas, but the Brazos County Health Department reports that there haven't been any cases in Brazos County. Director of Community Health Services Division Julie Anderson says to wash your produce, even if it comes pre-washed. Symptoms of cyclospora include watery diarrhea, loss of appetite, bloating, stomach cramps, and dehydration.
Alcohol or caffeine products tend to dehydrate us more. Just drink water. And for small children, kind of avoid fruit juices or soda that can even make their diarrhea worse.
Anderson says to go to the doctor if you experience more than 1 day of diarrhea and try to remember what you've eaten and where your illness began. Meanwhile, we're actually going into the peak period of the year for West Nile virus. But environmental health specialist Mark Johnson says it hasn't been a problem because the rains flushed out the mosquito populations.
We also have a lot of people that are immune to the virus now, and a lot of the birds that are immune to the virus that we didn't have last year because they became infected last year.
For the mosquitoes we do have, Johnson says, good ways to protect yourself include wearing insect repellent and draining any standing water. For the second time this year, the Texas Transportation Commission is sending money to Bryan's airport. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says there will be a $100,000 study of operations at Coulter Field.
We want the business plan to help us identify other sources of revenue and also to be able to identify inefficiencies and things like that at the airport. That way we can turn the corner to make it a profitable division of the city.
In addition to a business plan is the replacement of runway lights.
We have selected an engineer. They're doing the design right now. It'll bid out in October and start shortly after that.
Completion of the $633,000 project is expected next year. And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz's crusade to eliminate Obamacare is getting negative reaction from House Republicans. Speaking to the Heritage Foundation, Cruz also said nearly 40 House Republican votes on repealing the Affordable Health Care Act were empty and symbolic. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan disagrees.
In this case, we passed all of them. The bill that he's proposing to put in front of the Senate will not pass his own body. So I don't know that it was helpful to be bashing on us.
Flores also takes issue with Cruz's call to shut down the government October 1st unless the president agrees to defund Obamacare.
If we push this to the logical extreme and shut down the government, that puts Pelosi back in the speaker's chair, and then there's no Republican majority anywhere in the country.
Flores says the political fallout of Cruz's remarks is making it easier for the president to pass his agenda because Republicans, in the congressman's words, are shooting each other. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-499-6811 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-499-6811 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-499-6811. That's 800-499-6811. Again, 800-499-6811.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Through today, we continue mostly to occasionally partly sunny, and temperatures for this afternoon up between 95 to near 100. For tonight, it's clear to partly cloudy at times, and a low temperature of 74 to 78. For Friday, the mostly sunny and hot weather pattern will continue, with all the showers and storms well off to the west and north, temperatures near 100, upper 70s at night, and mostly sunny Saturday, 95 to 100 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Bombers are back in the winning track, and one of the former Bombers will be the first one called up to the show, making it in the big leagues. We also got updates for you from the FINA World Championships in swimming and more with sports. We'll do that for you here at about 7:50.
So how about George Zimmerman?
In Texas.
He's in Forney, Texas, which is that's east of the Metroplex. Yeah, he was. He was stopped for speeding, as a matter of fact. Pulled over last weekend. The officer pulls him over, let him go with a warning. Kind of an interesting tidbit is that during the stop, as seen on the squad car's dash cam, Mr. Zimmerman revealed that he had a gun in his glove compartment. Asked where he was going, he replied, nowhere in particular. The officer questioning Mr. Zimmerman said, "You didn't see my," he said, "you didn't see my name?" And the officer says, "Wow, what a coincidence." Yeah. Obviously, the check came back. He was clean. They let him go with a warning. He said, "Just take it easy and go out there and shut your glove compartment and don't play with your firearms," okay? Which are, you know, good words to live
by. His answer should have been, "As far away from Florida as I can get."
Well, exactly. Yeah, I want to be not there. But there you go. He was, may still be in the Lone Star State. He may have just been fascinated by Plainview, and he's up there for all we know.
Really? Fascinated by Plainview.
Somebody's got to be. So what do you do when you're convinced that your bedroom is beset by demons?
Well, get a priest?
Well, no. Adam Hamilton decided he'd just go ahead and set his closet on fire.
That doesn't seem very effective.
30-year-old man accused of wandering near his home on July 20th, reciting Bible verses and started the closet fire with paint thinner. He explained to the police that he meant to inform his roommates. He's going to let them know. And they were home at the time. But it slipped his mind. Okay. He was distracted.
So do you get arrested for arson or stupidity?
Yeah, both probably. He ran away barefoot, eventually found with burned feet and a lighter, taken to the hospital, arrested.
Were drugs arson, involved?
Arson and other charges. They're not saying drugs are involved, so not sure. BMW recently used the power of social media to invent a new holiday in China, taking advantage of several prominent bloggers on China's microblogging platform called Weibo. BMW was able to get more than 300,000 users to reveal their deepest regrets in 140 characters or less in celebrating Central Z Day. Users believed that the second Friday of every July was your, quote, worldwide day of regret, unquote, in which people would discuss what parts of their lives they would undo if they had a chance.
So they completely made it up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like we don't have any made-up holidays.
I understand. But anyway, the fake holiday was actually part of their elaborate marketing campaign to promote the BMW Z4 sports car. A few days later, BMW revealed itself to be behind the campaign. But it worked.
Sure it did.
I mean, you know, there's probably...
Why would you want to associate your product with people's regrets?
Well, but it was the whole idea that you got the buzz going. I mean, it was part of the social network.
Don't regret not buying a Beamer.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they make it a thankfulness day or something? I mean, who decided it has to be regrets?
Nah, people much prefer that because, see, there's this catharsis when you do that. You know, you write that stuff down and you're supposed to...
Then you go kill yourself because you're depressed.
Wow!
I don't think I'm that regretful yet, but okay. A piece of biblical history may have been uncovered at an archaeological dig in Turkey.
Oh, cool.
Archaeologists discovered a piece of the cross they think that Jesus Christ was crucified on. That's what they're saying. Artifact was discovered in a small symbolic coffin in a province in Turkey. The piece of rock, which has encrypted crosses on each side, was taken to a laboratory to be examined. So we'll see. Maybe another Shroud of Turin dude deal. So we'll see. But nonetheless, there we are.
Interesting.
All right, here, Kat. Here's some social media news that will make you feel better, okay? Rather than that thing that would make you sit glumly in the dark room with your kitty cat, okay?
Kitty cats.
Oh, kitty cats. Sorry.
Just give me credit. I've got more than one.
There you are. Perfect for the single and ready-to-mingle tweetaholics, it's the Hotel Soul Wave House. It is the, quote, first Twitter experience hotel in the world.
What?
So you see, they're using it for the right reason. Located near the Mediterranean Sea on an island in Spain, the Twitter-themed hotel that opened a year ago lets guests browse through the hotel guest list and interact and flirt with other guests.
Creepy.
It is. However, you share pictures, you send private messages, you send virtual kisses. Guests would first have to log on via Twitter to the web's app, and then only be available during the Wi-Fi times.
What, talking to people in the breakfast room isn't good enough anymore?
Yep, exactly. Guests can also send food and drink orders to others by the tweet, and also the mini bar as well.
Well, now that's cool.
They're
sending food to you. I wouldn't mind having food sent to me, but
yeah, exactly.
I don't like the idea of bunch of creepers in a hotel.
How about this? A lady, she's 30 years old. She's a TV weather anchor in Colorado, and she is going to fly around the world. She will embark on her around-the-world journey starting next June. The trip will begin in Oakland. It will include 14 stops and will take about 2 weeks. Her name is Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
She and her co-pilot named Patrick Carter will be flying some sort of a single-engine aircraft. And when Earhart, who is a distant relative of the famous aviator, completes her worldwide journey, she will be the youngest woman to fly around the world in a single-engine aircraft.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
And now for something completely different.
All right.
Mr. Cal.
Yes?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know.
Well, it's not... I don't know anymore.
Why are we doing that?
Because they found out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
How many?
850.
How?
Because a guy did it. He actually counted with tick marks how many licks. 850 licks to get. It's like literally in half.
I'd have to argue, though, that it takes, you know, different people's tongues take. Some are rougher, some are smoother, some are bigger, some are smaller.
Cat, it's 850.
Some have more saliva.
I have been wondering about this since I was 7. It's 850.
But that's one, okay? That is anecdotal at best.
It takes him 850 licks.
That is anecdotal
Scott,
at best.
We have a number.
It's 850. But it may not be right. He has to do it at least 3 more times.
And there have been other studies. I know that there was a university that made a machine that licked off a Tootsie Pop.
50.
Did he just lick one spot?
Yes, that's what I mean. It's literally half a sucker.
How long did it take him to do that?
It doesn't say.
Because my tongue could get, you know, you could get really annoyed. And what flavor was it?
It looks like a cherry.
Oh, okay. That's a good flavor.
But here's the deal. If you do it on the thicker part, it would take more than 800 and whatever.
Mm. He did it right in the middle.
Yeah, but that's where it's thin. The thick part's up on top.
I thought the thick part was in the middle.
Well, there's the brown, dense mass in the center.
It's 850.
But the thick, sugary shell is thickest at the top.
Okay.
Just like a blow pop.
It's 850.
Really
I have
taking,
a number. Don't do this
I'm
to
really
me.
Taking your word for it.
Kevin, we're proud of you for finding this story.
You're the man.
It's a good
you know,
story.
We wouldn't have found it any other way.
It's,
we thank you for that.
I want to go home and batteries
plus bulbs. We're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Let's do some weather at 7:25. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sorry, it's the same stuff over and over again, but it is all the way through Tuesday now. Looking at a high temperature around 100, maybe a little bit more. Low temperature will probably be in the upper 70s, I would guess, something like that. No mention of rain in the forecast. While we're talking about that, there's fire warnings for sure. You know, we've got the burn notice in in effect. William Bouse will be here this morning from the fire department at Bryan to talk about things to do there. All right, so anyway, that's what we got going on, and we got Rush coming around the corner, and then we got Dave South who will join us in just a little while to talk about G. Raleigh.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Since America's founding, the road most often associated with success has been hard work. But apparently, the American work ethic is the latest casualty of Obama's professed desire to transform the country. There's a financial website called ValuePenguin.com, and it took a look at the consequences of Obamacare and concluded that working more can actually leave you worse off. They explained that a family or individual who exceeds income requirements by even $1 risks losing their government subsidy to buy into Obamacare. Now, for a single person, that means $1 over the income maximum of $45,960 per year. That means no subsidy. A family of four makes out at $94,200. With the subsidies gone, the price of Obamacare rises dramatically, becoming unaffordable for most. The financial website's co-founder, Jonathan Wu, said that he was surprised to see how drastic the loss of subsidies would be. People being forced to work less to maintain their Obamacare subsidy is, according to Mr. Wu, an absurd scenario. Now, in the past, that was true, but today people do just fine working less. They get unemployment checks for a few years. When those run out, people turn to disability checks, welfare checks, food stamps, no work requirements. So many food stamps, in fact, that people are able to buy food and ship it abroad. Obama phones, all kinds of benefits. Mr. Wu, the real absurd scenario now is how few of us are working to pay for all this stuff and how many of us are still eating.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard of some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as greater energy, increased strength and stamina, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two wrecks yesterday afternoon, unrelated to each other, on the southbound freeway between Briarcrest and University shut down traffic for about 1 hour. Ryan Police report one driver was ticketed for failing to control speed. He was in a pickup that rear-ended a second truck, which was pushed into an SUV. The second truck caught fire, and the driver was pulled out by passerbys and taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The other crash involved the driver of a car who was distracted by a passenger. The car left the freeway and struck a road sign. The driver was ticketed for failing to maintain a single lane. He and the passenger complained of pain, but neither received medical treatment. Six home burglaries in rural southwest Brazos County have the sheriff's office and Crime Stoppers asking for your help. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the same suspects are believed to be involved, including one caught on surveillance video in the Indian Lakes subdivision.
But we're also looking for people not only in the rural parts of the county, but throughout the cities as well, to just be a little more careful and watching their neighborhoods. What we're experiencing is these folks are probably knocking on doors, ringing doorbells, and if nobody answers, then they go around behind the house, kick in a door, go in quickly, and grab whatever they can steal.
A photo of the burglars on our website at WTAW.com. Three men are accused of an armed robbery at a North Bryan convenience store. The clerk at the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21 said one of the men showed a gun. The clerk was not hurt, and there were no customers in the store. Online at WTAW.com are the descriptions of those who got away with an undisclosed amount of money. It was the fourth holdup of a convenience store in the Twin Cities in the last 3 weeks. The next step for the owners wanting to remove their tattoo business to downtown Bryan takes place tonight.
Last week, the city council changed regulations, and what would be the only tattoo studio in downtown Bryan is back before the Planning and Zoning Commission. City staff has four conditions to their recommendation for Arsenal Tattoo's conditional use permit. They include no body piercings or other form of body modification, and following city rules on off-street parking, privacy fencing, and freestanding signage. Mayor Jason Bayensky on WTAW's The Infomaniac says owners of Northgate businesses are also looking at downtown Bryan. It's among the reasons for recent improvements along Old College.
Student population and everything affiliated with A&M is funneling north also. So we've got to keep up with that infrastructure and make sure it looks good and that the citizens are proud of it. So if you haven't driven in those areas, I welcome you to go out and take a look at your tax dollars in use.
Back to tonight's P&Z agenda, there's a zoning change request to turn about 10 acres along Highway 30 between Elmo Whedon and Hardy Whedon Road in East Bryan into a nightclub. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan now has two agreements with the Texas Department of Transportation involving Coulter Airfield. The first was replacing runway lights. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says an engineer has been hired as part of the more than $600,000 project.
We had a lightning strike that just completely wiped them out, and we've figured out how to get the runway lights on, but we need to replace them. Our runway lights are so old we can't find parts for them, like can't go to the store and buy them.
And the city learned Wednesday the Transportation Commission approved a $100,000 study, which Russell says is the first time there will be a business plan for the airport.
Whoever is selected as a consultant, look at what will work for Coulter and make it a better airport and more profitable and building positive economic development for the city.
The city will pay 10% of the study's cost. After record-breaking numbers of West Nile virus cases last year, there have not been any advisories in Brazos County this year. Health Department Specialist Mark Johnson says last year's high numbers were caused by a perfect storm combination of factors.
Last year, with the weather, the mosquitoes, the birds, everything just happened exactly right for us to have a large outbreak. This year, we've had rains that flushed out the mosquitoes.
In addition, Johnson says many people and birds have grown resistant after catching the virus last year. More importantly, there haven't been any reported cases of cyclospora in Brazos County despite an outbreak in Texas and other states. Director of Community Health Services Division Julie Anderson says they aren't sure yet of the source in this outbreak, but there are some precautions you can take.
Washing your hands and using hand sanitizer, rinsing your lettuce and drying it before you use it, even if it is the bagged lettuce, and anytime you have a ready-to-eat food product, make sure it's rinsed and washed before you directly eat it.
She says most infections resolve on their own, but you should go to the doctor anytime you have diarrhea for several days. Some patients might need antibiotics, and avoiding caffeine, fruit juices, and soda will help you to keep from becoming dehydrated. And there's at least one Republican member of the U.S. House who takes issue with comments made this week by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz about eliminating Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan questions whether Cruz has thought through the political implications of what he told the Heritage Foundation.
President Obama said in the White House is saying, I'm loving this, watching Republicans shoot each other. You know, because it just makes it easier for me to take out the rest of them.
Responding to Cruz calling more than 30 House votes against Obamacare symbolic and empty.
Seven of those are law today. Seven of them. They were passed by the Senate, they were signed by the President, and it reduced the size and scope and cost of Obamacare.
Flores says shutting down the federal government until Obamacare is repealed would result in returning control of the House to the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Through today, we continue mostly to occasionally partly sunny, and temperatures for this afternoon up between 95 to near 100. For tonight, it's clear to partly cloudy at times and a low temperature of 74 to 78. We've got more sunshine coming up on Friday, with again temperatures near 100 degrees and then dropping to 74 to 78 on Friday night. The start of the weekend will stay hot and mostly sunny, high temperature 95 to 100. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I had my best stuff in the beginning.
And used it all the way through. Got a complete game win from Logan Birch, and the Brazos Valley Bombers are one game away from setting a Texas Collegiate League record. A couple A&M swimmers are in the FINA World Championships, and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you here at about 7:50.
There you go, and we're a few weeks away, I guess, from them knocking down the G. Raleigh White Coliseum. Holler house on the Brazos. And Dave South joins us this morning. Dave, how are you?
I am thankful, and thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah. Folks probably know that Dave did games for other schools before he came to Texas A&M. Can you tell me your first remembrance of a college game at G. Raleigh?
I guess what would stand out more than anything else was the fact that back in those days, Scott, and you'll remember this, almost the entire Aggie band would come to those games.
Right.
And when they would start playing, the person sitting next to you, you would have to get over and cup your hands around their ears or their ears so they could hear what you were saying. It was unbelievably loud in there.
Okay.
And I say that, you know, back in those days, in the old Southwest Conference days, Gregory Gym, Barnhill Fieldhouse up at Fayetteville, and G. Raleigh were unbelievable home court advantages. I mean, because the fans were right on top of you. You know, you had the baseline seating down there at the, I guess that would be the north end. There was baseline seating, I guess, back in those days at the south end. They had those old wooden bleachers that we pulled out before we got those nice chair backs along the courts. But just unbelievable in there, the noise and the home court advantage that A&M had. And I'll be honest with you, I enjoyed basketball there so much that there were times when I would drive down here when I lived in Waco, buy a ticket, and watch a game there. I did that any number of times because I really like Shelby's style of play.
Sure.
Because, I mean, you better be ready to play when you played one of Shelby's teams.
You know, one of the things, because I did, you started going there in 1959, and the place would pack. And, of course, being a kid, I wanted to sit way up at the top, you know, just to be up there because the kids would hang out. And the temperature difference in the top to come down to the floor. And the other thing is, I believe probably when I was going there, you could still smoke. And so it was quite an environment, but you could actually feel the warmth, the mass of people that were down there.
Yeah.
And I know that you know the story, even though you were not at the game, of how that sideline behind the basket at G. Raleigh was a bit of a problem when Baylor and A&M played
year. Yeah, it was. There was a big fight there. Tom Friedman was the Baylor player, and Billy Hobbs, I guess, was the the A&M player that were the spotlight of that, but a fight erupted. And I think what finally happened, as I recall, the Aggie band had to play the national anthem to get everybody settled down and standing at attention while they played the national anthem. I don't know who it was that decided that needed to be done.
Well, it's probably Colonel Adams, and he did that. But, you know, I went back to look, and Herman Weisskopf, in fact, in Sports Illustrated in 1969, made that the lead of his college wrap-up that week.
Really?
Wow. So you're in Sports Illustrated for all the wrong reasons.
You know, one of the there were things that happened. When I first came to Texas A&M as a full-time employee back in the early 90s, my office was at G. Raleigh, and Mike Rickey, I don't know if you'll have Mike on or not when you're talking about
Radar.
G. Raleigh, Radar. Yeah. But anyway, there used to be a raccoon that would come out and sit in the stands and watch practice. And he lived there at G. Raleigh. And my office was where the Letterman's Lounge is now.
Yeah.
And I was in the office one night. And by the way, the windows in that place wouldn't close. I mean, they wouldn't close. He couldn't keep air conditioning. And so I had a window there in my office that would not close. And so it wasn't unusual to come back in and have a bird having joined you for the rest of the day flying around in the office. Or we also had the squirrel that made regular visits. He would come in. But fortunately, he remembered how he got in, and he would exit the same way. But we had him as a visitor. But one night I'm sitting in there at my desk, and I got the radio on, and I think I hear something, and I kill the radio, and I'm, where's that noise coming from? And I look up. Something is walking on the ceiling tiles.
It's
depressing the ceiling tiles as it walks across there. And I decided, well, I wonder what would happen if I slapped the top of my desk. And so about the time I hit my desk, I realized that if he came down at that point in time, he's got me blocked from the door. It's going to be the two of us in that office.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when I hit it, he took off running. And I don't know how, whatever it was, I don't know if it was the raccoon or whatever, he took off running. And the tiles, I don't think any of them came out. But they were under a lot of stress as that thing left. And just, I have no idea what it was. But my funniest story is this one. And I came out, at that time my office had moved across the street to Coldus, and I would walk across, and I was setting stuff up at the broadcast table there at G. Raleigh. And there was a guy out on the floor in a suit and tie, but he had his back turned to me. And he was telling one of our players how to shoot a jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm going, he's not one of our coaches. I have no idea who this is. Oh, man, Shelby's going to come out in a minute, and he's going to see this guy coaching one of our players. My gosh. And I kept going, man, I hope Shelby doesn't come out. I hope this guy gets off the floor. That went on for about 5 minutes, and then finally the guy turned, and it was one of the TV commentators, and the guy teaching one of our players how to shoot was Pete Maravich.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of input.
I'm going, you know what, that's probably okay.
Yeah, Shelby would not. Were you here the night the lights went out? Did you, Raleigh?
No.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know.
I don't remember.
All I know, Wally Groff was still the AD, and Lynn Hickey was there, and the lights went out during a basketball game, and I had to go out on the floor, and they just shined a flashlight on me and ask everyone, because there was no power, and I had to announce to the crowd that, most importantly, they needed to stay in their seats until they got it fixed, because we didn't need people tumbling down the stairs at G. Raleigh. But, the lights went out, and as I think about it, because Lynn was there, it may well have been a women's game that was going on, I'm not sure, but the lights went out at G. Raleigh one night, which was pretty bizarre. But, it's a great old building with tremendous memories for a lot of people. And,
well, I mean, you talked. I talked to people the other night. Sunday, I guess, is when I saw these. No, Saturday, I saw these folks, and they both grew up here in Bryan College Station. And they, as kids, they went and sat in the stands at G. Raleigh.
Yeah,
and so there's a lot of memories in that building, and a lot of memories for those of us who worked games there.
Yeah.
I can remember that we had a visiting coach one time, and a well-known coach. The fans got to him. I mean, they really got on his nerves. And finally, he turned around, but it was a nice gesture because he told our fans they were number one.
You always got to thank
I would that. Venture a guess that's not the first time that happened.
That's probably right.
Dave, I can remember that.
It's fun. Dave South will begin his 28th season as the voice of the Texas Aggies when we kick off just a few weeks from now.
Yeah.
Thanks again for sharing a few minutes with us,
All
Dave.
Right. I'll see you.
Bye. Okay. There you go. Wow.
Yeah. I'd never heard the raccoon story.
No, that's a pretty scary situation.
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Well, you know, there are so many great players who played here for A&M and for other teams. The triplets from Arkansas. I mean, that was when Arkansas was big-time college basketball. And
yep.
They played here with Faislam Ajama was here, Hakeem Olajuwon. Those are from other teams, and people will remember John Beasley and Benny Lennox, Carol Broussard from A&M, and Claude Riley. They all got to play there, and it was just great, good fun until 1991, and then they moved over to Reed Arena. But then tomorrow again, we'll talk about the music acts and the entertainers who came, because this was where it all had to happen on the A&M campus, was at G. Raleigh White. So we'll do that, and again, our thanks to Dave South this morning. It's 7:46. Awesome. Yeah.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you feel surrounded by people who have more talent, more skill, and more education than you? Well, even if it seems like you're playing second fiddle, don't let that get you down. Your role may be more important than you think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The first violinist is the lead instrument in any orchestra. They're easy to spot because they get the majority of the applause and recognition. But when master conductor Leonard Bernstein was asked what was the hardest instrument to play, his answer was second fiddle. There are plenty of first violinists, he said, but to find someone who plays second violin with as much enthusiasm, well, now that's a problem. Bernstein was right. Very few are interested in playing second fiddle. It's even become a derogatory term for people who work hard behind the scenes but receive little credit. Playing a supportive role is nothing to look down on. Without the supporting musicians, the first violinist playing would lack the richness and fullness of the entire orchestra. Maybe you feel insignificant because people around you seem to be more in the forefront. But I encourage you to see yourself in a different light. Behind-the-scenes workers are often the backbone of an endeavor. They're the unseen gears that make an organization move, and they more than most understand that success can only be achieved when people look for results instead of recognition. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-6219. That's 1-800-663-6219. 1-800-663-6219.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. The Brazos Valley Bombers are one win away from having the best record ever for the Texas Collegiate League after getting trounced 16-7 the day before yesterday. Bombers were able to bounce back with an 8-1 victory over the Pump Jacks. Logan Branch averaged less than 10 pitches per inning for a first stretch of the game and got the complete game win, allowing just one run.
I had my best stuff in the beginning, and I was trying to feel it out. And I didn't throw an off-speed pitch until the fourth inning, and then once I started incorporating that, I kind of kept them more on their heels and, I don't know, just kind of battled out there in two strikes and put my team in position to win.
Bombers are at home against the Cane Cutters tonight. First pitch is at 7:05, and former Bomber Todd Cunningham was called up to the show. The Alabama native out of Jacksonville State was drafted with the second pick in the second round by the Atlanta Braves. That makes Cunningham the first ever Bomber to move on to the majors. Texas A&M senior Camille Adams is seeking to make history by becoming the Aggies' first ever medalist in the FINA World Championships after qualifying second in the women's 200-meter fly. All three medalists from the London Games will be participating in that race as well. In Major League Baseball, Brett Oberholzer ended his first Major League win, and Jason Castro helped by hitting a grand slam.
Drilled into center field. Adam Jones going back, looking up. That ball is gone!
That helped the Astros beat the O's 11-0. Matt Dominguez homered and had a career-high 4 hits for the Astros. Houston built a 9-0 lead in the fourth and coasted to their most lopsided victory of the season. Adrian Beltre led off the bottom of the ninth for Texas with a home run to beat Los Angeles 2-1 last night. And here's Beltre on the Rangers' bats heating up.
Our pitching style has been the key of the team that's keeping us where we are right now. And if we start doing what we're doing last three games and put the offense more together, it's no doubt that our club is going to be in a really good position.
The win completed a three-game series sweep in which the Rangers won each on game-ending home runs. A person familiar with discussions tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball is preparing to kick Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez out of the game for life unless he accepts a lengthy suspension for his role in the sport's latest drug scandal. Whether Commissioner Bud Selig would actually issue a lifetime suspension is still uncertain, but a permanent ban could be shortened by arbitration to about 200 games. A-Rod is the most prominent of 14 players linked to Biogenesis of America, the closed Florida anti-aging clinic that allegedly distributed banned performance-enhancing drugs. Just three trades were complete before yesterday's Major League trade deadline, two involving serious playoff contenders. The Baltimore Orioles picked up starting pitcher Bud Norris from Houston for outfielder L.J. Hose and left-handed prospect Josh Hander. Here is L.J. on being traded.
I play hard.
I'm a hustler. Hit for a good average. I don't hit too many home runs, but you know, it's Triple A park I played in was pretty big and it's just different. But I'm gonna give you everything I got and hopefully help the team win whenever I win a game.
The Arizona Diamondbacks shipped struggling right-hander Ian Kennedy to the Padres for left-handed reliever Joe Thatcher, a minor leaguer, and a draft pick. The other deal had outfielder Justin Maxwell going from the Astros to KC for a minor league pitching prospect Kyle Smith. And finally, free speech, at least in the world of video games, took a bit of a hit yesterday in an ongoing battle regarding player likenesses. A Circuit Court of Appeals rejected game manufacturer Electronic Arts' claim that its use of player likeness in its football game is protected by the First Amendment in a lawsuit brought by former ASU and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller. The move is seen as significant in the case going forward, at least as it applies to Keller's suit brought against EA and the NCAA. The Keller and more recognized O'Bannon lawsuits are originally separate cases, but were consolidated. Keller's filed first in 2009, and he maintained that EA Sports used player likenesses without permission. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers, Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and its sale price now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 3 minutes till. Today marks the 52nd anniversary of many families' favorite summer destination. That would be Six Flags.
Yeah?
First park of the now famous chain opened August the 1st, 1961. That was a Tuesday. I guess they did that to get it right by the weekend.
That would be my guess. Make sure all the bugs are ironed out.
Today, admission costs $60.
Now, this would be Six Flags in Dallas? Or
Six Flags in Arlington, yeah.
That was the first one.
That's right.
That's the one with the Superman, I think.
While Six Flags has become synonymous with thrills and rides and all that kind of stuff, a lot of people don't understand what that means. And, of course, we know here in Texas because it was Six Flags over Texas because it was France and Spain and Mexico and the Confederacy, the Republic of Texas, and, of course, U.S. America. 1961, it cost $2.75 to get in. And you know what else they had? I'll tell you what else they had there.
What else did
they have? They had opened air conditioning. You could sit. They had tables that had trees next to them. And they had air conditioning ductwork in the trees.
Wow.
They did. I will tell you
that. That's brilliant.
They blew that cold air down on you because it was so hot there. But, yeah, that was Six Flags over Texas.
Now, see, the one I went to first as a kid was in Missouri.
Yeah.
And that was Six Flags over Mid-America.
Yeah.
And I thought it started there.
Nope.
Because you don't know any better when you're a kid.
That's right. And, you know, it's whatever people say. Oh, and... This is a question I know a lot of people have wondered about.
Okay.
What if, and you know, what if you were all of the, we were everybody in the world was in the ocean and we all added fluid at the same time? What would happen?
Ooh.
Lauren Wolf, who's the associate editor of Chemical and Engineering News and a self-described user of the ocean for many reasons, recently took it upon herself to find out exactly the scientific truth about what really happens. When humans do that, okay?
We're talking about going TT in the swimming pool.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. She first turned to the internet, of course, and as she discovered, though the body does excrete certain things like urine in order to rid the system of unwanted chemical compounds, is that a bad thing in the water? And in fact, found out that no, it's really okay. Even if how many billions of us there are, all at the same time did that, the ocean is so massive it would not make any difference as far as a chemical change within the water itself.
Hmm.
Remember that the next time you go to a water park and you go in to go to the bathroom, guys, and you're the only one in there. Look for a high temperature today of about 100 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 77. No mention of rain in the forecast all the way through Tuesday. Sorry to hear that. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.